You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner, right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteeg with you. This is the final edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner for the 2022-2023 school year. We'll pick this thing back up in fall. This Coach's Corner program, every Saturday throughout the football and basketball seasons, have been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. This is the last edition of the Coach's Corner for this school year. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in throughout the year, and to our coaches for joining us. We do have one more coaches interview, so this is going to be an abbreviated Coach's Corner program with just one guest. Mike Langle is going to join us for one final time as he reminisces about his career, reminisces about this great senior class. We talk about the sub-state final that unfortunately did not go the Jays way. They lost to Rims and St. Mary's in the sub-state final at Lamar's Community this past Saturday, a week ago today, by a final of 49-38. So we'll talk all things with Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, coming up in just a few minutes. Did want to also quickly take some time to congratulate the Rims and St. Mary's girls basketball team on an outstanding season. State semifinalists, that's nothing to scoff at, no matter how the contest went with Bishop Garrigan yesterday. Still an outstanding season for Coach Scott Willman. 24-2 for the Hawks. A great year for Rems and St. Mary's girls basketball. It was a pleasure to be down there to broadcast the game on KLEM Radio. Thankfully, of course, while the basketball season for a lot of teams is done, thankfully, our broadcast schedule is not done yet. Rems and St. Mary's boys basketball will play in the state quarterfinal coming up on Monday. 3:45 tip-off against Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. We'll have all the action for you on KLEM Radio. And then, of course, as the Hawks progress into the tournament is TBD and how things will go. If they win on Monday, they'll play at 7:15 on Wednesday. If they win on Wednesday, they'll play in the championship at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So that's what's coming up for the boys' state basketball tournament as far as Rems and St. Mary's is concerned. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back. Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, will join us for one final time on this last edition of the Coach's Corner. It's coming your way right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4255 263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Let someone you trust do the job. Nohava Construction.
We know you need a job done right. We do the work with you in mind. So for your roofing needs, let someone you trust help you out.
Let someone you trust do the job. Nohava Construction.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back to the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio. I'm Daniel Versteeg. Pleased to be joined by the outgoing head coach of the Galen Catholic Boys Basketball Program. That's Coach Mike Langle. His team season came to an end this past Saturday at the hands of Remsen St. Mary's in the sub-state final at Lamar's Community. But, Coach, you know, obviously the success of the season is not built on just how one game turns out. You guys won 20 games. You went 20-6 this season. Just if you can kind of sum up this last season for you as the head coach of the Jays, what did it mean to be able to have a good run with this group of seniors one final time?
Yeah, it meant a lot. Knowing that I was going to be retiring, and I guess the kids didn't know about that earlier in the year, but I knew I wanted to go out with this senior class, and they're a special group of kids, and the juniors that came along with them, and they just performed well all year. I thought we had every team has their ups and downs, and obviously, you know, we had a few losses to some quality teams. I mean, Westu a couple times, Remsen a couple times, and all Western Christian, and so quality teams that beat us, and I thought our kids performed well all year long. They certainly gave effort every night that they were, every practice and every night, so you can't ask much. That's much more than that from a basketball team.
Coach, what were the moments like, or maybe the days after Saturday, just as it kind of settled in for you, maybe settled in for the seniors? What were those, you know, kind of moments like as you kind of finally had the realization, the moment hit you that this is it for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess at first I was, as always, more concerned with the athletes and of that night. I mean, it was a pretty sad locker room, and I had to go in and, you know, take care of that first. Didn't really think about it too much. Maybe, you know, later on the next day or something, kind of realized when I thought that I didn't have to worry about practice or scouting anymore, that kind of, then it sunk in a little bit. And I think like I said before, though, I was at peace with that, and I knew all things come to an end, and I just thought it was time, so I was good with it.
Absolutely. And you know, the game on Saturday, we can kind of talk about a little bit, the sub-state final loss to Remsen St. Mary's. I mean, Coach, obviously the best outcome to send you off would be in a win, but I mean, can you ask much more out of your guys than just a well-fought, physical, down-to-the-wire kind of ball game like that to send you off?
No, that's why it didn't hurt quite as bad as some of the prior sub-states. I thought maybe we had a better team and got beat, you know, but I felt Saturday night. Obviously, Remsen's got a quality program. They're seventh rated in the state. They got a good team that I think they're going to make some noise in Des Moines. And to get beat by them, you know, like you said, we gave everything we had. We left it on the floor. Ryan Augustine could barely walk off the bus that night. His ankle was so sore, but you would have never known that. Watching him play the game, and he had a heck of a game that night, and so, you know, they gave everything they had, and the ball just bounces certain ways sometimes, and some big shots are made here or there, and that can turn a ball game in a real fast fashion, and that's kind of what happened.
Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, joining us for one final time here on the Coach's Corner. I'm glad you mentioned Ryan Augustine. I did want to ask you about him. I think a lot of a post-success is kind of
determined on how many points they can put up, if they can get to double-doubles categories, things like that. And you know, Ryan has not been able to put up the points he wanted to in some of the district tournament games. Coach, for him to get 11 points, he had a big three for you. He had impacts on the glass. How good was it to see him, you know, go out his senior year and put together an outstanding performance like that? And then, as you mentioned as well, do it all while, you know, having a sore ankle too.
Yeah, you know, we really talked about Holman a lot, preparing for them, and we knew we had to hold his points down and his rebounds down. So I think Ryan was really focused on defense, on boxing out and taking care of Holman. And when you do that, and I've noticed with other players, Drake DeRocher the one night did the same thing, and other players through the past years. But when you really focus on the defensive part of the game, your offense will just naturally come easier to you because you're not worried about your shot and you're not worried about, you know, whether you're going to get your points or whatever. You're worried about defense, and that was his main goal that night, and he did a great job holding him down to, I don't remember what he had, 8 points, or I'm not sure, I can't remember. Sure. But he did a great job holding him off the glass and holding his points down, and so then he was more relaxed, probably shooting the ball and hustling and getting some rebounds, so it really did work for him.
And this is something we talked about right after the game on Saturday last week with you. The tempo and the pace of the game was really dictated by St. Mary's throughout the majority of the contest. You guys were really good on the defensive end, and that's all considering the fact that you guys spent 25 to 30 seconds on that end of the floor every possession. How tough is it to stay locked in, to stay focused on the defensive end when a team like St. Mary's is able to just, you know, tick time off the clock every time?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, they're all very offensive, potent team, and to play defense and hold them for 25 or 30 seconds, you know, they might have got a bucket at the end, but a few times. But I think it did wear on us throughout the course of the game, and I talked to them at timeout saying, guys, we're doing a great job playing defense, but we need to get, you know, just slow it down on the offensive end and a little bit so we can rest a little bit. And so in the second half, it worked a little bit more that way, but we did spend a lot of energy on defense in that first half.
Yeah, that second half, though, you mentioned that. The run you guys went on to end the third quarter, an 11-2 run to get up by five. There was offense, that was for sure, but defensively, they couldn't hit some shots. You guys were forcing a lot of one-and-done possessions. How much momentum did you guys kind of build in that 11-2 run, and what was the confidence level like for you guys heading into the fourth quarter?
Oh, there was a lot of confidence, but they know, you know, we have coaches and they as players, as being, you know, most of them are seniors, know that, you know, Remsen wasn't just going to go to the locker room. So we just try to, you know, calm them a little bit and make them realize that there's a lot of game left. And we found out there was that we had to still do our game plan and try to keep them from scoring and just keep playing the defense that we were. Threes are such a momentum thing, and we were worried about their threes, which they hit a couple big threes by some players that don't usually shoot those threes. So they had some big shots and got momentum, and then once they went up a few points, they do a great job of ball control, and they shoot, their whole team shoots over 70% from the free throw line. So you got kind of between a rock and a hard place then, and that's kind of how it got pushed out towards the end of the game, trying to get some fouls, trying to get back in it. And they went to the line, and Remsen went to the line every time and made their free throws, which is mark of a good team.
Yeah. That fourth quarter, yeah, like you said, it just kind of started on a snowball, and then it kind of turned into an avalanche, unfortunately. Coach, in that kind of scenario, what's the biggest thing for a team to try and, you know, stop that moment? I mean, you can only call so many timeouts in a game. You can only do so many things to try and stop the momentum from building. What had to be done on maybe the defensive end to try and slow them down in that fourth quarter and to give you a chance in that ball game at the end?
Well, I guess it'd come down to we had to match some shots with them offensively. You know, I thought we were getting good looks, but they kind of got cold in there, and credit that defense. Like I mentioned one time, I mean, they got a lot of length, and it's just not as easy to shoot over 6'6 kids and their size, and they're very physical, and we just weren't getting the finishes that we needed. And then once that happens, the defense, you know, isn't as crisp. And so I think, you know, to look back at it, is if we could have taken more time on the offensive end and gotten a good shot, maybe, I don't know, they still got to fall in the hole. And then, our defense, and hopefully we could get a couple stops and just stay in it with them and have a chance at the end.
Mike Langel, head coach of Galen Catholic Boys Basketball, with us on the Coach's Corner. And gosh, that was the tough part about watching it too, Coach, some of your possessions were quick, one shot, get down there and defensive rebound and you're done. But, man, I liked a lot of the looks you guys were getting. It just really wasn't, I think you had mentioned it, it just kind of wasn't your night for those shots to fall for you. How tough is it from an offensive standpoint when you get the look you want and you do everything right, and then the shot just doesn't fall?
Yeah, I would agree. It's disappointing as a coach and a team. It's nothing you can do about it. They were good looks. I mean, the last possession of our first half kind of set the tone. We went for one shot. We could have got within 1 point of them, and we had three shots at the rim at close range, and all three of them dropped out of there, and I just dropped my head thinking, it's going to be one of those nights where they just aren't, we're going to have to earn every one of them, and kind of kept that going throughout the whole night.
Coach, obviously the end of the season, always difficult, but this year, not just with you stepping aside, making it difficult, but man, this senior class, you said it to us afterwards a week ago against, or after the game, it's not very often a school the size of Galen Catholic graduates 10 different athletes in one sport, except for maybe football. I mean, football's probably the outlier there. What can be said from your perspective about this senior class, what they've meant to the basketball program at Galen Catholic, and what you hope maybe their lasting impression is on this program?
Yeah, you know, after the game's over, you see a lot of pictures and stuff of this group that have played together since they've probably been in third grade and through the years, and day jam pictures and so on and so forth, and they're pretty cool pitchers. But more than that, I think the young kids watching these guys play was huge all year long. I mean, we got a lot of young kids wearing number 4 for some reason. I don't know what number that is. But I think it brought spark into our school again as far as basketball. The young kids showed to see the respect that these guys gave to the game and the sportsmanship and things like that. That's important. It's a very important part of the game. And I think it's nothing but a positive thing for us. And they certainly have, they've certainly passed that on to the junior class, the sophomore, the freshman class, and on down the road.
I know we could take up an entire hour just going one by one on this senior class, but let's break it into a couple groups. We'll start with your starting five. Those five are the ones who are going to get a lot of the glory, obviously. And one in particular, obviously, with that number four, got a lot of the records. He got a lot of the accolades and things like that. But tell me about your entire starting five of senior guys who all bought into the program, who all did the right things when they were out on the floor.
Yeah, they did. My big with Ryan Augustine and Carter Kellen, and those two guys just—they're just solid inside. They just worked hard every day and practiced everything, and we're just enjoyed being there all the time. Got Connor and Drake and Keaton and Bonderson, those four guards. Drake really came around this year, I thought, as a basketball player. He got in the weight room, got a little stronger. Might not show that when you see him on the floor, but he definitely was stronger. He was able to play defense this year tons better than he has in the past years, and did a great job all year. Connor Kraft, of course, he's the quarterback on the football team, and he kind of had that leadership on the basketball team. And all his, towards the second half of the season, he really came along offensively and defensively and did a great job for us. Keaton Logan, of course, he's been playing for 3 years now, and he never quit on effort. He could be a coach in the game without a doubt. He's a very sharp individual when it comes to the plays and things like that, and playing defense, and he was kind of the anchor in my mind on the team. And Keaton Bonderson, of course. What do you say about that guy? I mean, he scored 1,913 points in his career, darn near 2,000 points. I mean, I kind of did look. Friend of mine looked at the 2,000 point winners and that have scored in the state of Iowa. There's very few. I think he's the only one in the War Eagle Conference, probably for a long time, or has got the most points in the conference, career points. Yeah. So that's a long time coming. I mean, that's a lot. War Eagle Conference been going on forever. So I got to double check for sure. But we were just kind of glancing through the numbers, but. Pretty much set all the offensive records, I think, in school history. So, and just the love of the game for that guy. I mean, he plays hard. He loves the game, and he really doesn't care about the glory too much. He just didn't pass the ball to somebody and get a bucket. He was a competitor and really liked to win, and that showed. And then. He had a great talent to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a starting five and a good chunk of your senior class that's going to be missed there. But I obviously how impactful the next group of seniors are. Maybe the general public doesn't. Maybe the average fan who goes to a game and sees them sitting on the bench doesn't know how impactful they are. But Eric Scheidler, Daniel Kleach, Cameron Corbin, Zane Whelan, and Carter Kellen, all off your bench. They all make the starters better in practice. How have they been in just accepting the role as it's handed to them and saying, hey, yeah, I'm not going to start, but I'm gonna stick it out with this program because, it's a great program to be a part of.
That's exactly right. They were very good. Our practices were probably some of the best practices we've had in a long time with, you're only as good as your second team is, that you can practice things and practice it, and they can make you work or defensively or make you work offensively to be able to get things done. And those guys were all part of that. Carter Kellen was a big part of that. Zane Whelan just worked his tail off all the time and never had nothing but a smile on his face the whole time he did it. He just enjoyed being with his friends. And Eric Shiler was hurt for a lot of the year, and so was Cameron Corbin. But when they came back, they didn't care what they did. They just wanted to be part of the team. They played well. They made them hurt, worked hard for everything. And then Daniel Cleish, he's kind of a funny guy. I always enjoyed Daniel. He knew he didn't have a lot of talent, but he just wanted to be with his buddies, yeah. and he came out for 4 years of basketball. That's a lot of practices.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of time to spend, and he just enjoyed that part of it, and that's neat. That some kids will do those kind of things.
Yeah, 100%. And what a senior class it's been. What a career it's been for you, Coach. Lastly, just what can you say about the 18 years you've spent as the head coach of the Jays, your alma mater, a program you played for, back in the day? What can you say about the time you spent at Galen and how impactful it's been for you in your life?
Yeah, it has been. Kelly and I haven't missed too many games through all the years. Even when we weren't involved in it, we go to the basketball games and football games, and we both enjoy high school sports, and I think it's fun to watch. And of course, when I played for the late Tom Scram, he kind of was a great coach. Just instilled some of the things into me that I think that I tried to instill to the kids that I coached. And just watching our kids grow up through the system and then have a chance to coach the boys anyway. And that was neat. I mean, that was fun to be involved as a way that we could spend time together. And as I coached through the years, and just always enjoyed it. The kids, every team had its special, unique quality to them. And always kind of fun to kind of figure that all out, how they performed, and how, every kid is a little different, so it's all part of the game. It's all part of being a coach of, how you can figure them out and what makes them click, and what makes it work. And it was very exciting. I'm just really glad I had the opportunity to do all that. It was a special time for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if I can speak for the community around Galen Catholic, the town of Lamar's, I think they would say it was great to have you as their coach. It was great to have you leading the program, and they're going to miss you. But I know you'll be, like you said, you're going to be enjoying high school athletics. You'll still come out to games and still be supportive of the Jays, no doubt about that. Coach, we've always appreciated talking with you, whether it's before game, after game, on the coach's show, things like that. It's been a real treat. We wish you the best of luck in your retirement, and we hope to see you around the gym still every now and then.
Oh, you bet I'll be there, Daniel, and thanks for you and Danny Callahan, of course, through the years, that have done a great job of broadcasting our games and taking care of us, and that's awesome stuff that I think Lamar's we're very lucky to have you guys do those things, and I think you're a great young talent in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, Mike, and we always appreciate covering your teams as well. So once again, thanks, Coach, and we'll be seeing you around.
All right, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's Mike Langle, head coach of the Jays. We're back to wrap up the Coach's Corner after this on KLEM.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360. When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames, almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Ask'em Enterprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back one final time to the KLEM Coach's Corner program for this Saturday. It's right here on KLEM Radio. The Coach's Corner every Saturday this year has been brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Of course, my thanks to Mike Langle for his time throughout the season, throughout the last couple of years, and of course, for Denny Callahan, I'll speak for him as well, and his time interviewing Coach Langle. We always appreciate getting to talk with Coach Langle about his team and about the progress that his team has made throughout his 18 years as the head coach of the Galen Catholic boys basketball program, and we were glad to chop it up with Coach Langle one more time here on the Coach's Corner. And as we mentioned right at the start of the program, this will be the last Coach's Corner program for this school year. Rest assured, the program will be back and better than ever coming up August. I believe our first Coach's Corner will probably be around August 19th. That looks like the first Saturday right before the football season gets started. So we will take about a 5-month hiatus and get back to you with the Football Coach's Corner coming up August 19th. Look forward to that if you're a fan of this program here on this Saturday morning. And that's going to do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks again so much for tuning in all throughout the school year. Again, we will have sports still throughout the winter, throughout the next week or so, depending on how Rems and St. Mary's boys do. They play Monday afternoon, late afternoon, early evening, I guess. 3:45 will be the tip-off as the Hawks take on Gladbrook. Rhinebeck will have all the action on KLEM. And then after the Hawks get eliminated, if they get eliminated, of course, and we hope they can get all the way to the championship and bring a title back, but whenever they end their run at the state tournament, that's going to be it for broadcasts until May. We'll pick up the baseball season then, but no spring sports lend themselves to broadcast. So live sports on KLEM will take a little bit of a break, and then we'll pick things up with the boys and girls of summer with baseball and softball. But this will do it for this edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks again so much for tuning in. Thanks to all of our coaches for their time, for lending their words to help explain how their seasons are going and their thought processes have been going throughout the season and games and things like that. That's going to do it for all of us at KLEM Radio. KLEM Sports, Danny Versteg. Thanks for tuning into the Coach's Corner program all season. And we'll talk to you with another Coach's Corner program in 5 months. Coming up right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM Lamar's.